Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7, Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. And it's long been thought that you could not accidentally steal a car, right?
Right. I mean, how can you accidentally steal anything?
Right. You really have to, you know, put some effort into it, you would think.
I would think so. If it's not yours, you shouldn't probably be driving it.
Right.
So you're aware.
Mm-hmm. But apparently, it is possible to accidentally steal a car.
And Do tell.
Well, it happened in Cornwall, Canada. An elderly woman apparently accidentally stole a car.
Okay. When you put elderly in front of it, then I could see that happening.
Yes. But you would think that it wouldn't play out as it did. You would think that it would be like, oh, my, I've accidentally stolen this car. It gets returned and everything's fine. But instead, she kept it for 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she must have thought it was hers, I'm guessing?
She did. She thought it was hers that was a rental.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So here's what happened. She drove her rented black Nissan Sentra sedan to a nearby Walmart to pick up some groceries. But upon exiting the store, she got into a black Infiniti luxury SUV parked nearby instead.
But it worked?
Well, it seems strange, because although it's made by the same parent company.
Right.
But the vehicles really aren't much alike.
No.
And the reason it worked is because the Infiniti owner had left his key fob in the car.
Oh.
And so the door opened.
So then the door opens, yeah.
And she's able to start it.
Oh, no.
And since the rental
car
used the same system, so she's none the wiser to the mix-up, drove off on her merry way.
I'm curious, though. Most people have a lot of personal items in their car,
yes. And
there's nothing in a rental car. So
Correct. One
would think you would maybe notice like something.
She noticed.
She just assumed it was there when she got in the first
time. I have no idea. She assumed that they didn't clean the rental car out properly because she actually kind of complained about it.
Oh, my. That's even funnier.
She took it back. Yeah.
It was so dirty.
Yeah. Well, what it was is that she went to return the car several days later. And this is how they figured out the fact that she didn't have what she was supposed to have is because of her complaint. Because she told them, she goes, she complained that it was messy and had golf clubs in the trunk.
She's like, obviously the last person left their clubs in the car.
Yes.
Imagine the guy that came back out and was like, I swore I parked right here. Because have you ever done that?
Yes. All the time you do.
And you're like, I'm clearly losing it because it's here somewhere.
Right. Because you do what everybody does and you start hitting the fob and you make it beep so that you can find it. And the confusion ensued at that point. And so the rental agent turned into an investigator.
Oh, gosh.
And so he took her to retrace her steps. And then that led into the Walmart parking lot. There they found the Nissan was still parked there.
Oh, my gosh.
2 weeks later, there's the rental.
No gas used.
I'm thinking that at that point, they should have just quietly took off in the Nissan.
Yeah. leave the Infiniti.
Yeah, exactly.
It was here the whole time.
And since the Infiniti owner had reported his car stolen, the police were able to track him down and return the car.
That is hilarious.
But here's the happy ending to the story, is despite the inconvenience, he didn't press charges against the woman.
Because he realized it was a genuine mistake.
And,
I mean, she was totally clueless.
And he and the police let her off with a laugh.
Good. But she obviously didn't steal anything. I wonder if she ever went golfing.
I don't know. See, that's the... here's the complaint, is these golf clubs aren't very good.
I did not do well.
I was slicing everything, and normally I'm on my game.
There you go.
And I also don't keep a messy car, by the way. So just, I don't know why she was renting a car for a couple of weeks.
I know.
And just
so
all of a sudden, so, Canadian,
hey,
he comes back, hey, where's my car? All right, there you go. Water cooler conversations. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
Today's Mass Hits, it's 102.7.